an inner journey to the heavenly Jerusalem. Make sure you are in a safe space and will be undisturbed and do not have to make any movements during this meditation. Make yourself comfortable sitting upright with your feet on the floor. First, feel the weight of your body, your physical self, your bones, your skin, your organs. Now feel the liquids of your body, your psychological self, your blood, your lymph, your saliva. Now feel the airy aspects of your body, your spirit, your inspiration. And now experience the warmth of the body, your radiance, your life force, and observe how all four intermingle perfectly. Take a good deep breath and feel yourself slipping back in time, 100, 500, 1,000, maybe more years. It is dawn. Just the first touches of light straying across the landscape. You find yourself sitting on the edge of a hill, overlooking a dry, harsh land strewn with white boulders, tough grasses and olive trees. You're sitting on the Mount of Olives, overlooking the valley to the holy city of Jerusalem. But this is the heavenly Jerusalem, your holy city and nobody else's. A city wall surrounds it, and in the centre is the temple. But these will appear to you just as they are meant to. You get up and walk down into the valley of the brook called Kidron and take a drink of the cool water. The sun is already rising and the day is becoming hot. To your left is an olive orchard called Gethsemane, and further to the left the ornate mausoleums of noble families. You continue walking until you come to the city wall, and you enter Jerusalem by the valley gate next to the pool of Siloam, where people are gathered to bathe. Once you are inside the city, you are among the hustling and bustling merchants in the street of the cheesemakers, which is filled with the scent of their wares. Merchant stalls fill the streets, to the left and to the right and straight ahead of you. There are artisans and glassmakers off to the left. There's a vegetable market off to the right. Many of the merchants are foreign, with strange light-coloured skins and pale hair. To your left is Acre, the lower city, where the poorer people live, and to your right the Spur, or Ophel, King David's city, where the priestly class live. You walk through the heavenly Jerusalem until you approach the great golden stone of the temple, and you climb the steps to the outer court. The noise and the bustle inside the outer court surprise you. People are milling everywhere. Merchants are selling goods. This is a place of meeting and greeting rather than a religious shrine. There's a fairly amount of wheeling and dealing too. A woman approaches you. She's selling figs and cut oranges. You give her a penny from a pouch that hangs around your belt and take some fruit and go and sit in a quiet corner to eat it and observe. You see families, old folk, young folk, children, young people who may be meeting for the first time the future husband or wife that their families have planned for them. This is a festival time when the temple is busy. But you want to go further in. So look for the steps to the mikveh, the ritual bath, where you must bathe before entering the holy place. If you are female, you'll go to the left. If you're male, you will go to the right. But don't be surprised if you're a different gender in this meditation from in your physical life now. Choose your side according to your gender and go in through the wide doors into a dark area with a regular area to wash and a separate sacred bathroom. The other people in the bathhouse are stripping and washing themselves down. The water is cold but refreshing, and you join them, perhaps just a little apart from the others. And then an elderly person beckons to you. It's the time for the mikveh itself. You enter a small room with steps down to a deep pool of clear water. You can either walk down or slip in from the side. The important thing is to immerse yourself completely, so even your hair is totally covered. And as you slide into these sacred waters, take a moment to experience the liquid joy of the mikveh, the spiritual cleansing. There are lights and beauty in this world that are purely divine. You come up and climb out. The elderly person hands you a cloth with which to dry yourself and shows you to a changing cubicle where there are new clothes for you to wear. What colour are they? And what kind of clothes? Rich or humble? Neither is right or wrong, just appropriate for you right now. You dress and step into bright sunshine. A voice calls your name. You look around and it's your inner teacher standing right behind you. Don't second guess this. Go with the image or impression you already have. Your teacher has a staff in their hand and their face is warm with affection. You greet each other like old friends, which you are. For a few moments you speak of other times and other places. Now your teacher leads you to a row of stalls where you can change money that you find in a pouch hanging at your waist for the temple tithe. Choose one, you are told. What you get for your money will tell you how good your intuition is. You pick a stall and ask for the tithe coin. The man behind the table quotes you a price. Is it high or low, reasonable or extortionate? Do you feel happy or resentful as you hand over the money for one simple coin in return? You turn back to your teacher, who smiles at you. They know exactly what's in your heart. Together you walk towards the gate that leads to the court of the seekers. This is the beginning of the sacred area. As you approach the gate, you see two great beings guarding it. They are not human, but angelic, silvery, airy creatures of light up to 9 feet tall. This, after all, is the doorway to the heavenly Jerusalem, not the earthly one. They stop you, crossing spears in your path. Your teacher speaks to them, introducing you. And one of the great beings holds out what could be a hand or an arm of light to receive your tithe. You reach for it, and it has changed. What is it that you are handing to this angelic being as your token? It is accepted. The spears are unlocked and you and your teacher walk forward. The first thing to strike you about the court of the seekers is the scent. It is redolent with flowers. There is blossom everywhere. Outside, it may not be the season of spring or summer, but this is holy ground. Flowers and fruit grow on trees and bushes simultaneously. And there are many people here, but they're walking more slowly and they're talking in depth to each other. But there is laughter and children playing, calling to each other, but the sound is soft and pleasing. This is a safe place, a place of rest. In its midst is a pool of clear, cool water that reflects the blue sky. Sit for a moment by this water and look into it. Deeply into it. You may see the planets in the cosmos. You may see other worlds. This is a place between worlds, and every choice you make changes the waters of your future. Think for a moment of something that displeases you and watch the water darken. Now think of something that brings you joy. And watch it brighten through silver to bright, bright blue. Your teacher touches you gently on the shoulder and points out some people to you. Maybe biblical characters. Maybe good people you've known who've passed on from the physical world. Maybe there's the matriarch Sarah or Rebecca. Maybe there's Joseph, perhaps Jacob. People from all ages of man. Some are with their families, some are with friends, but they're all enjoying the glory of the surroundings. You look with wonder at the beauty before you, but your teacher wishes to lead you on to the next door, to the inner courtyard, the place of sacrifice. Not sacrifice of animals, but of the animal part of you. If you go through, you must be willing to surrender your impulse to fight or flee. You feel a little nervous, and no wonder, for the beings that guard this door are golden columns of fire, 10-11 feet tall, with bright eyes and a piercing glare. Your teacher bows, first to the right and then to the left, and you do the same. The beings speak in some strange angelic language, and your teacher indicates that they should speak to you directly, which they do. Can you understand them? Do you reply? They stare at you with a fiery gaze that goes right through you. Then, seemingly reluctantly, they stand aside to let you pass. Come, you are commanded, and you walk through into the court of the house of Israel. Here it is hard to see things clearly, for the light is so bright, and so are all the souls present, for this area is beyond form. Here are the great scholars and mystics. People here come from all walks of life, and all times past and present, just as in the previous court. But they are of a higher consciousness. Perhaps you see Buddha, Teresa of Avila, Moses, Queen Esther, Gandhi, Jesus. You're near your destination, but there's one more barrier, the fire of sacrifice itself. You see it before you, a great burning path of fire that must be crossed before you can enter the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies. If you are not barefoot, take off your shoes now. If you have baggage, drop it to the floor. Your teacher looks at you and offers you the staff that they carry for support. Do you take it? As you stand by the fire, you feel its heat and smell the burning coals. Your teacher walks ahead and disappears into a column of smoke. This is the leap of faith, the challenge you must take to move on to sanctuary. You step out, and angels' wings blossom beneath your feet, carrying you through the walls of flame. You see that the flames are roses, soft flame, pink and golden and yellow and orange and scarlet and white. And you are turned upside down in a great war of wind. Your very soul is set alight with cleansing flame, hot, cold, warm, all the temperatures simultaneously. You are destroyed and reformed 1,000 times in just 1 second. And it feels marvellous. And then you are on the other side, before an open door with 2 great pillars, one each side. To the left is the ebony pillar of the Divine Feminine, festooned with woven gifts from her daughters. For a moment, as you look at this, you sense the form of the Great Mother and feel the depth of her understanding of you and your lives. There is sorrow here, and great nurturing, and deep love. You feel held, fully and freely accepted and loved. Now look to your right, and the white, almost silver pillar of the Divine Masculine. Here is laughter and action and warmth and a great rush of what can only be called jolliness. You can't prevent yourself from breaking into a grin. And this, if it were all, would be enough. But your teacher indicates to you that there is more, and you gaze ahead into the Holy of Holies, a great marble hall. You step in reverentially and find that your feet do not touch any floor. You can walk, but in reality you float, And inside this Holy of Holies is the whole universe. It is bigger than you can conceive. All around you are stars and planets, nebulae and galaxies. You are in the heart of the cosmos. Your teacher beckons to you and points to a place where there appears to be a golden star in the floor that isn't there. Stand there. Stand there and wait, they say. You move forward and stand in the centre of the star. Around you, the universe begins to move, to spin slowly and then more and more swiftly. You are still, completely still in the eye of the storm. You feel the winds of heaven all around you. Close your eyes and feel yourself lifted by angelic hands, high, up, up into the cosmos. You pass through a veil of cloud and you hear the music of the spheres. And then there is light. Oh, such light. Indescribable light you can taste and feel and hear and touch. This is the glory, the very presence of the divine. And you are known and loved here. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who has sanctified us by thy commandments and enabled us to reach this season. If you have a question now, ask and listen. If the answer has not come immediately, it will come in the next 48 hours. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who has made us according to thy will. The angel's hands touch you again and you feel yourself sliding down, away from the light, back into the cloud. Then down and down and down you come, still hearing the songs of the cosmos in your ears, moving so lightly, so gently, seeing such wonders on the way, hearing music such as you never imagined. And now you are back in the centre of the star on the floor that isn't there, and your teacher is waiting for you. You stand together for a while in the nothingness, and maybe you speak, and maybe you do not. Around you the heavens continue their dance of life and movement in celebration and joy. At last you get up and walk out of this Holy of Holies, bowing first to your left to the Divine Masculine and then to your right to the Divine Feminine and then back into the Court of Israel. Now there is no fire, but you can see more clearly. You can see sun-warmed stone and old trees and benches where philosophers and the anointed ones of God sit and talk or pray and listen. Your teacher takes your arm and guides you out through the gate to the court of the seekers. You both bow to the great fiery creatures there, and they bow back. Out you come through the court of the seekers, the place of beauty and nature, and again the great silvery angelics bow as you pass, and you bow back. The one to whom you gave your temple tithe holds something out to you. It's a gift. What is it? What is its symbolism? But time is getting short now and you must return to the time and place of this incarnation's birth. Your teacher smiles at you and touches you on the shoulder. Come back whenever you like. All of this is always here and it is your home. And I am always here and I am always listening. You say your farewells and part. Alone, you walk out of the great court through doors so high you can barely see the top and down the great stone steps into the bustling city of Jerusalem again. It's noisy and smelly and busy, but you still feel cocooned from everyday life and walk peacefully until you reach the valley gate. Outside, you find a place to sit and rest with your face turned towards the setting sun. Evening is coming. Dusk approaches. You close your eyes and feel the warmth of the Mediterranean day fade away. It's time to come back. You feel yourself changing into the person who lives today. You feel the warmth of your body, the inspiration of your breath, the flow of your blood, the weight of your flesh and your bones. You are home. You are safe. You are filled with light. Now take three deep, deep breaths. Rub your feet on the floor of the ground, and when you are ready, come back into the room.